We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Ron, we have Ray Fittipaldo coming up at 11. The Fan Hotline brought to you by the law firm of Hall & Capitis. Again, we'd love to hear from you if you were at the home opener yesterday. I would love to hear about what your experience was like at PNC Park. What was it? Surreal, strange, normal, the way it used to be. What was it like to be back in the building? 412-928-9370. Ron, you and I watched on the telly. What was it like for you watching it? What was your main takeaway from the game itself?
I just couldn't believe the bottom of the eighth inning. I was writing my Sunday column yesterday, so I didn't get to see a lot of the early portion of the game, but I happened to, you know, kind of following it on my phone a little bit, and I see it's 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth, and I see the Cubs bring in a pitcher that all of a sudden couldn't throw strikes, right? But you have to leave him in for three batters, so he proceeds to walk the bases loaded. So now yep. it has my interest. I'm watching it. All right, here's the Buccos' chance, you know. And they have to send up Fowler, who strikes. The Cubs, meanwhile, bring in
Kimbrel.
What's his name? Craig Kimbrel. Yeah, name escaped me there for a minute. Used to be a tremendous closer. Not so much of late, but looks like he's found his game again. So they bring him in, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, the Pirates, all they have to send up at this point is Fowler, who strikes out. And then Willem Dafoe, the actor, whatever his name is, he pinch hits and strikes out, and they go on to lose 4-2. That was their shot. That one really stuck out at me. You know, this is, our friend Shelty. This is all he has on his bench that he can send up there in that situation. Kind of bleak, Joe. Real bleak, actually.
I mean, yes, they might as well have sent up Jeremy Fowler, Ron, or Chris Fowler from ESPN, both from ESPN, I might add. He swung at a pitch that was not close. It was in the dirt. I think it landed before home plate. And then also, I think in the sixth, it was a pinch hit situation for the pitcher, and it was Eric Gonzalez. I mean, listen. I keep coming back to this. This is as it was designed. Now, this is what it looks like when a franchise, I should say, the players, of course, the manager, the coaches, they're doing the very best they can, but the franchise itself is in tank mode. This is what it looks like. This is where the Cubs once were, where the Braves once were, where the Astros, the Twins, the Buffalo Sabres, the Pittsburgh Penguins, multiple times in their history. This is just what it looks like. You send up Eric Gonzalez as a pinch hitter for the pitcher. You have Fowler and Defoe as your guys
Wilmer Dafoe, I believe his name is. Wilmer Dafoe.
Yes, he starred in Full Metal Jacket, as I recall, Ron. This is what it looks like. Bottom line, they're 1-6. You texted me today. What are they on pace for? 23-139?
23-139, yes.
That's life. And do you think it's going to get appreciably better? Do you like some of
the pitching matchups coming up? I think it'll get better than that. I don't think they're going to lose 139 games. But, your prediction, when you said 56-106, I didn't scoff at it. I picked, 99 losses. I just think it's so hard to lose that many games, but I'm not even beginning to scoff at your prediction now because I think it looks better and better. They are going to win some games. Even good teams, bad teams. You know, the first team in PNC Park lost 100 games, yet I was there on a weekend in June where they swept the Cleveland Indians, who might have been the best team in baseball. They literally swept them. I remember that weekend, how exciting it was, you know, and I knew it was just one game, one weekend. So even bad teams find ways to win a few games. But my goodness, Joe, with that lineup, and I think you mentioned it in your column yesterday, excellent, why you're still going to go to the games. You say they don't hit, they don't pitch, and they don't play defense. You know, what kind of a combination is that? Think about that. That's awful. And it's absolutely true.
And they don't run very well, just to add that on. Again, this is what tanking looks like. This is not that unusual run. I know the 106 loss thing is standing out here, but the last time there was a baseball season, the Marlins lost 105 in the National League, the Orioles lost 108 in the American League, and the Tigers lost 114. You had three teams in Major League Baseball basically do that, and a whole lot more the last time we saw Major League Baseball in its full form. So this is what it looks like. The year before that, we had the Orioles with 115 losses and the Royals with 104. It's just what it is. And unless I miss my guess here, something like that is going to happen here. You like any of the pitching matchups in the near future? We got Mitch Kellers against Zach Davies coming up. Brubaker against Trevor Williams, who had a really good first start. And then the Padres. You've got Cahill Darvish. You like that one? Chad Kuhl against Blake Snell. How about that? And to make matters worse, two teams that you thought and still might be in the Pirates class, Detroit and Kansas City, coming up on the schedule, they're off to a combined 6-6 start. So I don't know where this is headed, but it's nowhere good, and it's to be expected. Right.
And, you know, I guess if you do things right, it can turn pretty quickly. You mentioned the Marlins, how many they lost 2 years ago. They made the playoffs last year. I know there was an expanded field, but they still made the playoffs. If you do things right, it can end up turning around pretty quickly for you. But you have to be right on the trades you make and the guys you draft. And that's why all eyes are on Ben Cherington, you know, to see how he can follow through with this. And then will they spend money if they ever do get good to fill in the pieces? So it's a ways away. I don't know that it's going to happen as quickly as it did for the Marlins, but that has to be your hope. You're right. This is what happens. This is what happens when you're doing a total rebuild. And I saw, you know, Shelty's comments after the game thanking the fans, saying, you know, they know this is a journey. I mean, that's the first time I thought he basically admitted, you know,
yeah,
they don't have much right now. And I mean, not that he has to say it for everybody to know it, but I thought that was pretty telling on his part. Our fans realize what we're up against. They realize it's going to be a journey. That to me says, you know, we appreciate you not expecting too much. And those of you who are, well, I'm sorry, you're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That was a very interesting quote, and I think it's become more pronounced in recent years. I mean, ask the Players Association what they think about the race to the bottom in Major League Baseball. And make no mistake about this, they're going to have some competition. I don't know if
Joe,
Oakland's
you know,
going to keep this up.
You know, we have Bob Waugh coming on, I guess at 1 o'clock, and I want to ask him. You know, he was a part of the 85 team that lost, what, 105 games, 104 games. What it's like as a player to go through this when you know basically you're going to get your brains beat in every day. You know, what is it like for a player to have to try to deal with that? It can't be easy. And, I mean, these guys are only, I know, 7 games in. You know, they're not writing off the season yet. Maybe those of us on the outside are. But I just want to ask him what it was like for him to be a player when you know you're going to get your brains beat in.
Yeah. And I don't know if Oakland's going to keep this up. They're 1-7 and minus 40. Think about that in run differential. That's almost hard to do. Miami's off to a 1-6 start. And then I think Colorado's going to get there eventually. Arizona, probably Detroit and KC, although both those teams are kind of interesting early in the season. So how low
can
they go?
I know we're going to have to – we have to take a break here and get ready for Ray, but did you see how the Marlins lost last night?
Yeah, we're going to get to that for sure. We're going to get to that. In fact, right after Ray.
That was unbelievable, wasn't it? To me, that was unbelievable.
Horst, do we have a caller on the line to finish the hour? Paul, you're on with Cook and Joe. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. You?
Hey, you know what? In all honesty, I just have to say, as a Pirates fan, I'm not going to expect much this year. I mean, through the first seven games, you know, they look good game one. And other than that, you know, they're young. And I think this is the journey that Pirates fan have been on since, you know, we've traded McCutchen. And it's not going to go anywhere until, you know, the time is right and we finally go get some decent players to put on our most beautiful ballpark in America.
Did you go to the game yesterday?
I did not go to the game yesterday. Unfortunately, I had to work, but I listened to it and actually got to watch a little bit of it. And believe it or not, I enjoyed seeing people there, and I cannot wait to get up to the stadium to see how things change and my experience.
Thanks, man. Well, the one thing that apparently is going well, Ron, is the farm system, the latest rankings I saw, is back into the top 10. So if the plan is to stock the farm system with decent prospects to good prospects to hopefully a couple of great ones, I think Charrington is at least off to a good start there. Whether it bears fruit, who knows? But the people who judge these things and write about these things are more impressed with the Pirates farm system now, certainly, than they were any time in the last several years.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just somebody's rankings, and we've seen it before. It fluctuates, but you'd rather be among the top group than the bottom group. We'll see how it turns out. Again, you know, you got to be patient. I think that was the message I took away from Shelton the other day. You know, please try to be patient with us. And he, you know, he gets it. You know, he gets professional sports is about wins and losses, but try to be patient. See where this goes. You know, you're not always going to be disappointed. That was my takeaway from what he had to say.
Ray Fittipaldo coming up next, talking Steelers. Juju had some interesting comments on the Michael Irvin podcast. We'll talk about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.